From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Amid a legal battle over its license to perform abortions, Planned Parenthood's St. Louis clinic has announced its physicians have stopped following a law it deems traumatic and medically unnecessary. As Sarah Fentum reports, doctors at the state's last remaining abortion clinic say they will no longer provide pelvic exams during a patient's initial consultation.
Missouri requires two pelvic exams on abortion patients, one at least 72 hours before and one right before the procedure. After a state inspection earlier this year found the clinic wasn't performing both, physicians began complying. Dr. Colleen McNicholas said the clinic initially agreed because it wanted to stay open. But just weeks later, doctors now say they can't continue conducting the first exams.
Unfortunately, and again, not unpredictably, we saw firsthand the real trauma that was causing for our patients. And so now we've decided that it's just not something we can do.
Planned Parenthood sued the state over its refusal to renew the clinic's license. The state has said it can't without interviewing certain doctors who work there. A judge has ordered the state to deny or renew the license by Friday. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley is doubling down on efforts to rein in big tech companies by proposing that they be required to prove they're not using political bias to filter content. If companies don't comply, they would lose current legal protections that shield them from certain lawsuits. MU workers protested outside a Board of Curators meeting yesterday, opposing the results of this week's union bargaining with the UM system, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. Representatives from the Laborers International Union of North America met with UM system officials earlier this week. They proposed a minimum wage of $15 an hour for its 1,500 full-time service and maintenance workers at MU, University Hospital, and the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Union Field Representative Eric Scott said that after the City of Columbia and its school district announced their respective plans to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, it only made sense for the UM system to follow suit. Members of various unions and movements around Columbia turned out for the protest. These organizations are all part of the $15 for Mizzou Coalition, and though they each advocate for a separate union or set of workers, they've united under the idea that every worker deserves a living wage, according to their Facebook page. And the continued threat of rain and higher-than-normal reservoir releases into the Missouri River will hamper the draining of flooded fields and delay repairs to many damaged levees. Officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the National Weather Service said yesterday that although water levels on the river have dropped below flood stage in most places, rain over the next week could cause parts of the river to rise as much as 2 feet from Rulo, Nebraska, all the way to where it meets the Mississippi River in St. Louis. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.